Wolfner News, Fall 2020. John R. Ashcroft, Secretary of State. Michael Hinkston presents, From Virus to Victory, a special Wolfner Library Zoom event. Join Wolfner Library for a very special Zoom event featuring Michael Hinkston, author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Thunderdog, DB073300, BR019434. Amidst the challenges and uncertainties of today's pandemic, we can survive and thrive. Michael Hinkston, survivor of the 9/11 terrorist attack and best-selling author of Thunderdog, shows how audiences can live and stay calm when confronted by unexpected changes in their lives. This event will be held via Zoom on November 10th at 7 p.m. and will be recorded. To register, call 800-392-2614 or visit https://tinyurl.com/michael-hyphen-wolfner. Adult Winter Reading Program, Missouri, 2021, Past, Present, Future. The 2021 Adult Winter Reading Program's theme is the official Missouri Bicentennial theme, Missouri, 2021, Past, Present, Future. We will celebrate the 200th anniversary of our state by exploring Missouri-related literature. Whether it is a book set in Missouri, about our state's history, or written by a Missourian, this program will show the depth and diversity of our state. The challenge is simple. Read 6 books that each fulfill a goal and earn a prize for participating. When you sign up, we will set you up with a Beanstack account to track your progress. There is a catalog with book suggestions and a preloaded sample cartridge available. As always, reader advisors can also help record your progress or give you additional ideas about books to read. The program begins January 2nd and will run through March 8th. Registration will open on December 1st, 2020, and continue through February 23rd, 2021. The deadline for submitting the list of books read as part of the challenge will be March 15th, 2021. There will be 2 drop-in book clubs to discuss Adult Winter Reading Program titles. These are scheduled for January 21st, 2021 at 2 p.m., February 23rd, 2021 at 2 p.m. Imagine 152 participants! Wolfner Library is excited to announce a record-breaking year for this year's Imagine Your Story Youth Summer Reading Club. Out of 152 patrons registered for the program, 125 completed the program. The Friends of Wolfner Library funded the program prizes. Congratulations to all who participated and completed this year. The 2021 Summer Reading Club slogan will be Tales and Tales, which will focus on animals with a Missouri twist, as next year is also Missouri's bicentennial. Storytimes, podcasts, and crafts. Oh my! Wolfner Library is excited to announce our new pre-recorded virtual story times, podcasts, and crafting videos for our youth patrons. Visit https://wolfnerlibrary.sos.mo.gov/wouthmaterials/YOUTHIFEN MATERIALS-AND-PROGRAMS to find what is new for youth at Wolfner Library. From my perspective, I am so proud of the Wolfner staff. They have worked very hard to provide great customer support in a very challenging environment. Recording studio staff and volunteers are recording books on a reduced schedule to allow for disinfection of the booth between recording sessions. The circulation team have quarantined incoming materials to ensure the safety of patrons. They have processed the mail as quickly as possible. They have downloaded books from Bard onto cartridges to meet patron requests. The reader advisors and librarians have called patrons to make sure you are getting your books and checking on your players. Staff enjoy talking with patrons and helping. I will admit that staff get very frustrated when they cannot solve the issue or find the material in an accessible format. Congratulations to Lori Brown on her promotion from Reader Advisor to Reader Services Manager. Lori will lead the team of Reader Advisors. We are very excited about her ideas to improve service to our patrons. From your perspective, Tom says he is eager for the mailman to deliver the audiobooks. Mary's family says, "Thank you so much for your services. She so enjoyed her tapes. Her stroke left her with no use of her left side, and your books on tape made life easier for her." Sharon says, "This service was the highlight of her days for a long time." Francie wrote, "Please know how much I appreciate Wolfner Library, the staff who work to improve the lives of visually impaired Missourians, and the state for supporting your efforts. I have adapted well to life with visual impairment, and the services you provide are a big part of my satisfaction with my life. Thank you, every day, from this grateful client." According to her mother, a youth patron woke up from coma completely paralyzed and could not verbally communicate. Her mother taught her to communicate by pointing her eyes at pictures on a board. The first time the mother tried this, the mother put one picture in the bottom corner of the board and a picture of the Talking Books player in the top corner. The patron looked up at the Talking Books player. Because the patron was able to grasp the concept of communicating through looking at items on a board, she is now able to communicate better and can listen to her favorite books. Hashtag the power of talking books. With a little help from our friends, Wolfner Library would like to give a huge shout out to our friends of Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. Besides funding our summer reading, early literacy, outreach, and upcoming adult events, the Friends also funded our very first Zoom special event with sled dog racer Karen Land this past August. The event was well received, and we hope to host more events like this in the future. For those interested in sled dog races, especially the Iditarod, check out these titles from Wolfner Library. Adult Books. No End in Sight, My Life as a Blind Iditarod Racer, by Rachel Scordis, DB061948, BR016418. Tracks Across Alaska, A Dog Sled Journey, by Alistair Scott, DB033380. Winter Dance, The Fine Madness of Running the Iditarod, by Gary Paulson, DB043280. Youth Books. Akiak, A Tale from the Iditarod, by Robert J. Blake, BR012007, print Braille, for grades K-3. The Iditarod, The Greatest Win Ever, by Monica Devine, LP001292, BR050899, for grades 3-6. Puppies, Dogs, and Blue Northers, Reflections on Being Raised by a Pack of Sled Dogs, by Gary Paulson, DB047869, for grades 6-9 and older readers. Race Across Alaska, First Woman to Win the Iditarod Tells Her Story, by Libby Riddles, DB031221, for junior and senior high readers. Book Clubs, December 2nd at 2 p.m., African American Topics Book Club. Something to Celebrate, by Felicia Mason, Monica Jackson, and Margie Walker. DB 057518. Three stories of holiday romance by African American authors, focusing on Christmas, Kwanzaa, and New Year's Day. Workshops. To participate in one of the following Zoom workshops, please call 800-392-2614 or email wolfner@sos.mo.gov to register. Registered patrons will be given the information to call or log in. New Patron Workshop, November 5th at 2 p.m. Wolfner staff will host a workshop featuring overviews of Braille Audio Recording Download, BARD, and Wolfner's catalog, Wolfpack. Missouri Assistive Technology Overview Workshop, November 17th at 3:30 p.m. Do you have questions about Missouri Assistive Technologies programs? Whether your questions are about the Telecommunications Access Program, TAP, ICANN Connect, or another program, this workshop will answer them. This workshop is open to educators and caregivers in addition to patrons. Lock down your digital life. December 9th at 10 a.m. Based on the model from OASIS, a training program for older adults, Wolfner staff will host a workshop that focuses on protecting oneself from frauds and other real-life digital issues. Voting information. The November election is scheduled for Tuesday, November 3rd. The ballot language is posted to NFB's Newsline's Missouri channel and is available online at https://voterouteraceh.sos.mo.gov. Information about ways to vote in this election is available at https://www.sos.mo.gov/elections, by calling the Secretary of State Elections Division at 800-669-8683 or by contacting your local county clerk's office. Volunteer profile. Patty Lockenwitz has been a narrator and monitor at Wolfner Library Recording Studio for over 10 years. As a retired teacher of 30 years, she has always loved reading aloud, so volunteering at Wolfner is a perfect fit for her. Patty looks forward to every session she has. She has 2 grown children, 3 step-grandchildren, and a 4-year-old granddaughter. Paper Wings by Marley A. Swick, DBC 09666, has been one of her favorite books to record because it parallels her youth. It takes place in Nebraska in 1963, and the main character is 12. Patty was born and raised in Nebraska, and in 1963, she was 12 as well. The book is full of places, expressions, landmarks, and news events that brought back many memories for her, making it fun to read. Not all books are as easy as that one to read. One unnamed book was a real struggle for her to read aloud. The book was trying hard to be a slightly racy romance, but some of the descriptions were so cheesy she could not get through them without breaking down laughing. Patty says she and her monitor, Shelley Sawyer, pretty much howled their way through that one. During the pandemic, Patty has spent much of her time reading, wasting time on her iPad, and watching a lot of BBC. Patty considers herself very fortunate to be a part of Wolfner and is grateful the volunteers are able to be back. New from the recording studio. Adult books. Catnapped by Elaine Veitz. DBC 16406. Helen and Phil go undercover as cat show participants after an argument between a celebrity couple over the custody of their cat ends abruptly when the husband is murdered and the cat goes missing. Dead End Job Mystery Series, Book 13. If Fried Chicken Can Fly, by Paige Shelton, DBC 16354. Betts and Graham, the owners of Graham's Country Cooking School, stumble upon a dead body in their supply room and must serve up a killer before they take the fall for the crime. A Country Cooking School Mystery, Book 1. The Life of Helen Stevens, The Fulton Flash, by Sharon Kinney Hansen, DBC 16364. A fascinating look at the life of the influential sports icon who set a world record at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Selections from Across Two Novembers, by David L. Fauché, DBC 06375. An autobiography of David Fauché as he shares 1 year of his life through a journal. Children's books. Crash, Splash, or Moo, by Bob Shea, DBC 16325, for preschool through grade 2. Duck, by Megan McKinley, DBC 16440. Building Block Picture Book Award nominee, 2020, for preschool through grade 2. Everybody Says Meow, by Constance Lombardo, DBC 16441. Building Block Picture Book Award nominee, 2020, for preschool through grade 2. Giraffe Problems, by Jory John, DBC 16436. Show Me Book Award nominee, 2020 to 2021, for preschool through grade 2. Kick, Pass, and Run, by Leonard P. Kessler, DBC 06406. Football terms and rules are tackled in a comical story of two animal teams imitating the Giants and the Jets, for grades K through 3. McDuff Goes to School, by Rosemary Wells, DBC 06085. When McDuff and his new neighbor's dog enroll in obedience school, it seems as though McDuff has not learned his lessons, for grades K through 3. Natsumi, by Susan Lendroth, DBC 16429. Show Me Book Award nominee, 2020 to 2021, for preschool through grade 2. A Place for Pluto, by Steph Wade, DBC 16430. Shocked to be stripped of his planet status, Pluto goes on a quest to find his place in the universe. Show Me Book Award nominee, 2020 to 2021, for grades K through 3. Shake the Tree, by Chiara Vignati, DBC 16447. Building Block Picture Book Award nominee 2020, for preschool through grade 2. Sean Loves Sharks, by Curtis Manley, DBC 16446, for preschool through grade 2. Two Bobbies, A True Story of Hurricane Katrina, Friendship, and Survival, by Kirby Larson, DBC 06338. Tells the true story of Bobby the dog and Bob Cat, two pets who bonded together and survived the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, for grades K through 3. What Does an Anteater Eat? By Ross Collins, DBC 16439. Building Block Picture Book Award nominee, 2020, for preschool through grade 2. Outreach. Annual Wolfner Library Overview Webinar, October 27th at 10 a.m. Geared toward those who can refer potential patrons to Wolfner Library, such as librarians, medical professionals, and rehab teachers, this webinar will discuss how potential patrons may qualify for Wolfner Library Services. It will also cover the new offerings at Wolfner Library, including Zoom programming, pre-recorded story times, and more. Presented by Adult Services Librarian Amy Nicholas and Youth Services Librarian Lisa Hellman. Register using the following website address: http://attotraing.go.to/r/887-296-578-654-165-0946. Upcoming holidays. Just a reminder to patrons, Wolfner Library will be closed on the following holidays: November 11th, 2020, Veterans Day; November 26th, 2020, Thanksgiving Day; December 25th, 2020, Christmas Day; January 1st, 2021, New Year's Day; January 18th, 2021, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. For a list of Wolfner staff, please go to our website. Wolfner News is also available in Braille, on cartridge, by email, or in human voice audio for listening over the internet at Wolfner's website, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/WOLFNEWS/. If you would like to receive an alternate format, please call the library at 800-392-2614. Hours. Wolfner Library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed for state holidays. Contact information. Toll-free in-state phone number, 800-392-2614. Jefferson City area local phone number, 573-751-8720. Fax number, 573-751-3612. Email address, wolfner@sos.mo.gov. Website address, www.sos.mo.gov/WOLFNER/. Wolfner's online catalog, https://wolfpac.sos.mo.gov/MOAOPAC/. End of Wolfner News, Fall 2020. Read by Leslie Bowman in Wolfner Library Studio. Monitored by Brandon Lammers. Reviewed by Chris Cowan. Further reproduction or distribution in other than an accessible format is prohibited.